Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. And if you'd like to give us a call during this hour, you can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And we're starting off with a question from Kevin in Bradenton. Thank you so much, Kevin, for holding on. How can I help?
Good morning, Teresa. Yes, I've always enjoyed listening to you and Tom when I can pick you up over here on the coast.
Thank you.
I have a big, beautiful gardenia, and I'd like to get cuttings off of it and start a couple more. And I understand, I guess they're grafted. Can you recommend what rootstock or what to do with this to
sure.
do some switch?
Okay, so if you wanted to start cuttings, gardenias can be grown from cuttings. You would just take the soft green portion of a branch, and this is one that's really flexible, and you want about 6 inches, 6 to 8 inches branch, and then you can start them. You can root them that way, and cut it diagonally at the bottom. Put it in with some root fungal preventer on it, root hormone product on it, and then you can grow them from the actual bush that you have. But they are hardier and more cold tolerant and nematode resistant on a actual graft. And with
that,
you need to buy a gardenia thunbergia, okay? And that one is nematode resistant, okay? So a gardenia thunbergia is nematode resistant. And you, if you will, email me, I will send you some places where you can get those.
Oh, great. And then I have one other question.
Sure.
One of our complexes, we've got to dig out the lake and dirt always falls back in. We're trying to figure out how to mitigate that. One of my friends said, let's plant peanut grass. It's a very shaded area. Does that sound like a good idea to try to hold the dirt in?
If it's perennial peanut, it's not going to grow in the shade. So perennial peanut needs to have full sun. And by that, I mean 8 hours of sunlight a day. And then it goes dormant in the winter. Now, in Bradenton, you're probably not going to see it go dormant a lot, but it gets very sparse in the winter. So it's not suggested for that. But what is the slope? Do you know the slope measurement on it, the angle on it?
It's pretty gradual. They can mow it, and we're trying to eliminate having to try to the danger of – it's not too bad of a slope. Thought about putting burlap down to try to hold it, and then I don't know whether we can sod over that to try to keep the dirt from washing back in.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't put the burlap down. I would just go ahead and sod it, but you're going to want to use a shade-tolerant grass. So that's going to be one of your St. Augustines. So there's Citra Blue, there is Seville, Del Mar Palmetto. There's a bunch of different shade-tolerant St. Augustine turf. So I would contact your local extension office there and get them to recommend which one of the shade-tolerant St. Augustine grasses would be best for that.
Okay, great. Excellent. I knew it had to have some good rootstock for
the gardenia.
Everybody wants a cutting off mine because it's just – It will
be okay, but you know, a really strong, vigorous gardenia is grafted, and so you know, you can do that and graft your own on top of it from your own gardenia. Graft it with the gardenia thunbergia, and it'll be really good.
That's what I want to try. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go to John Denver. Bear with me. There's got a text message last week. No more John Denver. Oh, I love this song.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling.
The dirty word of the day is nectaries, and this is apropos with the beekeeping segment we had in the first hour. If you missed it, you'll want to go back and listen to it. Nectaries are the glands of plants which secrete nectar. It's located within the flower or other portions of the plant. Floral nectaries are a nectary or nectarine. Now, I've always associated the nectarine with fruit, but it's also the floral tissue found in different locations in the flower. Pollinators feed on the nectar, and depending on the location of the nectary, the pollinator assists in fertilization and outcrossing of the plant as they brush against the reproductive organs, the stamen, and the pistil. So nectar from floral nectaries is sometimes used as a reward to insects, such as ants, that protect the plant from predators. Species of flowers that have nectaries use the nectar to attract pollinators that consume the nectar, such as birds and butterflies. So with bromeliads, the septal nectaries are common in species that are insect or bird pollinator. So in flowers, they're generally pollinated by a long-tongued organism such as certain flies, moths, butterflies, and birds. And so the sepal and petal nectaries are often more common in species that are pollinated by short-tongued insects that cannot reach so far into the flower. Nectaries is the dirty word of the day. If you want to read my dirty word of the day each week, along with what to do in your landscape, Teresa's design tips, articles, and more, you can go to betterlawns.com. And so we have Valerie Anderson coming up. She is a exuberant and just a wonderful advocate for Florida's environment. She's going to be talking about split oak forest, and we're going to enjoy talking with her from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Florida is kayaking country. Kayaks are a great vessel for exploring the state's beautiful waterways, but it's important to be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. Get your boater education and learn about you and your craft's abilities. It'll help you have a safer, more enjoyable time on the water. Before you go, know your limits and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Every time I see another instance of senseless murder, terrorism, and rioting, I'm filled with sadness. Will this hatred and division ever end? Sadly, on this earth, it will not. Only when Christ returns will there finally be harmony among all mankind. What a glorious day that'll be. In the meantime, how do we respond to the blatant hatred and racism in our nation? The first step is asking God to identify any pride and prejudices in our own heart. Racism is rooted in pride, and the danger is just how quickly it can take root in our lives. The Apostle John put it simply, whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. In order to be a part of the solution, we need to ask God to align our hearts and our minds with His. In a world filled with hate and anger, following and loving Jesus is the best place to start real change. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I am a strong advocate of protecting conservation areas. And recently, I met someone who was responsible for another area, and I'm going to have her on. Good morning, Valerie. Thank you for joining me this morning on Better Lawns and Gardens.
Thank you so much, Teresa. I really appreciate the invitation.
I am just so impressed with you. Inspire me. You work very hard. You're a great advocate for Florida's conservation areas. So back in 2018 is when we first met, and that was on my previous garden show, In Your Backyard. And so you were fighting then to protect a conservation preserve that was created because a developer in another portion of Florida had to mitigate and provide mitigation area, and that was the split oak forest in the Osceola County Kissimmee area. And they were going to destroy that conservation area. Can you update us on what happened and how your fight went?
Yes, so they're still trying, in fact. This conservation area is owned by both Orange and Osceola counties. It's a public property that anyone can visit. It was established to protect endangered species. And I started the fight in 2017 and was about a year into it when we talked. And basically, the Central Florida Expressway Authority would like to put a toll road through this public conservation area with all these endangered species in it.
That's incredible.
It's insane. And this toll road would be going to new development, not to alleviate any current traffic issues.
Wow. So it's important to tell everyone in Florida that their parks and conservation areas or preserved forests that they enjoy and walk and it benefits wildlife and protects endemic species, they're not as safe as people assume. So how do you find out what the government and developers are doing in your area with conservation areas?
Yeah, so that's really challenging because there's not really one group looking over all of these conservation areas to make sure that nothing's happening to them. But the people that are your Sierra Club, your Native Plant Society chapters, and your, depending on how good they are, your local Audubon chapter.
Okay.
So you should join these groups and attend their meetings periodically, you know, check their newsletters. And they will have speakers like me on to talk about what's going on.
So tell me more about your organization, the Friends of Split Oak Forest, and how they help support Split Oak Forest preservation.
Yes, so I'm the president, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and basically we keep up with all of the legal and other challenges to Split Oak. So, you know, it's pretty complicated. There's Orange County, there's Osceola County. The road was previously managed by the Osceola County Expressway Authority and taken over by the Central Florida Expressway Authority. So we've attended all these meetings. We've protested. We've rallied people. There's an agency in Tallahassee that is supposed to be the adult in the room. Like, for example, if you want to destroy a conservation area, there's supposed to be an agency to tell the county, no, you can't do that. This was protected with taxpayer money. You shouldn't waste it like that. And so we've attended those meetings and kept track of those agendas, as well as led hikes. And we run biannual bioblitzes to document the ecological diversity of Split Oak.
That's a really good advocacy program there. So this next weekend, you have a wonderful event that is coming up that's going to celebrate spring. So tell us about what people can come to Split Oak Forest and do.
Excellent. Yes. Yeah, so this is a hike with our local Native Plant Society chapter here in Osceola County, the Pine Lily chapter. And because it's spring, we'll be focusing on the sandhill. Split Oak has a really nice sandhill that the managers, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, have been restoring over the past couple of years. And it will be a pretty short hike, I would say 3 hours, less than 4 miles. A lot of our native plant hikes, you know, you have to stop and you have to kind of get down and look at the plants. We talk about the plants, and the hike is free. Children are welcome. There's no dogs allowed at Split Oak, and the trail isn't wheelchair accessible, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, so now there's 2,000 acres at Split Oak Forest, right? So there's plenty of opportunities for people who are knowledgeable can go out and hike. But this is a hike that's especially for new and beginning hikers?
Yes, this would be perfect for someone who maybe, you know, doesn't want to get lost in the woods, doesn't know what plants they're looking at, and wants someone to identify the plants for them, show them, you know, what bees and butterflies are associated with which plants, and just get familiar with the area.
So the flora and fauna of Split Oak Forest, what could they see when they go out on this hike?
Yes, so I've done a little scouting expedition. We'll see several endemic plants. Endemic means that they occur here in Florida and nowhere else in the world, including the graceful and weeping Florida speargrass, the Pachydium evenosioides, and the small bee-attracting Florida pennyroyal, Pilobleptis frugida. These sky blue lupines.
The lupines are just wonderful. And so they'll be able to go out. And this is a great hike for photographers, too.
Oh, yes. And we'll be there at 8:30. The light should be really good.
Okay, so give us the specifics of the event. So when do they need to be there? How do they sign up for it?
Okay, so it's on Pine Lily Chapter's Eventbrite. You can just Google Pine Lily and Eventbrite, and it brings you right to it. It's also on the Friends of Split Oak Forest Facebook and Pine Lily's Facebook. So just go to the event.
Okay,
and sign up on the Eventbrite.
What do they want to bring? Go ahead, Adam.
Yes, so, I mean, it's Florida. It's sunny, so but it's not going to be too hot. But definitely bring water, sunscreen, a hat. It's sandy, so don't wear shoes that you can't get sand in. But it's not going to be so strenuous that you're just going to be totally gassed at the end.
Okay, that's good. And so it is a good hike for children then?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's so important to get them involved in it. So who are the sponsors of the Split Oak Forest hike?
Well, of course, Friends of Split Oak, and it's being organized by the Pine Lily Chapter of the Florida Native Plant Society.
So if somebody would like to learn more about native plants, how would they find their society or their chapters in their area?
Oh, yes. So the Native Plant Society is a statewide organization. If you type in fnps.org on the header in that website, we'll have a little thing that says chapters, and they have a map of which chapter is near you. And really, these are your local native plant experts. These are people that have been hiking in the woods, growing native plants for your landscape, and that is the best way to get hands-on, not painful learning experience.
I think it's going to be wonderful. It's a great uptime, you know, in our season for hiking, and it's just going to be beautiful. So, Valerie, go ahead and give the website out again where they can find out more information. If you're in Orange, Osceola, Sumter County, this is a great hike for you on the West Coast, too. If you can get there, it's an easy trip. Go ahead and give the website again, Valerie.
Oh, yes. Let's see. PineLily.fnpschapters.org.
Okay.
So PineLily.fnpschapters.org.
Thank you so much, Valerie. I wish I could join you. I'm going to be in Saturday in DeLand. But I just love hiking out in Florida's, wilderness. And this endemic area is so valuable. People should come out and look at it, especially if they're new to Florida. So you have a great time. Take pictures and let me know how you do.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Valerie. Thank you so much. I have a text message here. It says, is peanut mulch good for vegetable gardening? So, you know, the shells, you know, mm-hmm. I would say if they were crushed up a little bit, that they would be okay.
Okay.
Okay, but you know how peanut shells have the little cups in them? They're kind of cupped. And so I don't necessarily know if I want to have the little peanuts without being crushed or decomposed.
Would that attract squirrels?
It may. You're going to smell those peanuts. That's a good point.
I mean, I know obviously all plants and blah, blah, it'll attract squirrels. But to me, I would think if it's a nut that it would automatically be like, oh, yay, Christmas.
That's a very, very good point. Okay. So, I would put them in the compost pile. Okay. If you eat a lot of peanuts, put them in the compost pile first and break them down. And then you can then put them around your vegetable garden. I don't necessarily know if I would put it out there. And then also, too, I'm thinking the cups are going to hold a little bit of water.
True.
And if they hold water for 3 days, there's going to be mosquitoes.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, just depends on how big the peanuts are.
Also, can I touch on that anybody that, if they're not able to make it to that event that she's putting on or taking part in, that they can also check at their county's local parks and trails. And they do offer, a trail guide on certain days. Like I know in Lake County, I had started and collaborated with the local parks and trails, a homeschool event for a few years before COVID, where we would go out and they would take the time. And it was open to everybody, but they kind of focused on the homeschooling aspect of teaching. So
it's great. We do have so many wonderful parks and recreation areas and conservation areas where you can hike in. It's free to go into them.
Mm-hmm.
And just contact your local, departments, park and recreation departments.
Right.
And they'll be able to tell you. I think that's a great idea. And if you're new to Florida, I think it's an important idea that this 2,000 acres of forest and scrubs and prairies, there's prairies there, that was going to have a highway and development go through it. We need to protect that. And I can't even imagine. I'm just outraged at it.
And I'm not sure if it was you or her who made the comment, but I would automatically think, oh, it's owned by the state. It's safe. It's okay. It'll be here forever. But that's not true.
Exactly. And this was done because another portion, a development in Florida somewhere, was broken, was developed. And so they had to get this to create this other area to compensate for it. It's a mitigation area. And it was supposed to be kept in perpetuity safe, and it's not. So we need to really keep our eyes on it. Check your local cities and counties and make sure that your preservation areas, your conservation areas are protected and safe. So people have got to stay awake.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that we all become just kind of like, oh, it'll be taken care of. But we really do need to be kind of that Karen sometimes.
Yeah, but then also, too, in this age of development, and we want to be developing here in Florida, but we want to do it smartly and environmentally sound.
Good point. So,
we do need, we welcome everybody coming, but we just need to create developments that protect our conservation areas, our precious resources.
All right, before we go to break, would you mind giving your email address? Because we've had a couple of texts this morning wanting your email address.
There you go. Well, be very, very gentle with me. So Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A .Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S @ live.com. Sometimes the emails go to spam on that. So you want to just check in and just re-email me if I don't respond right away, because I have other things that I have to do. I'm just so busy. Thank you so much for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're going to be right back with your questions and text messages. You can call us at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you to all our new listeners and all of our Facebook likes and people following our Facebook page. You can go to Better Lawns and Gardens on Facebook and like us. That is BLG Radio on the page.
There you go.
And you can give us a review. Rate us 5 stars. We would love that. Also, if you know someone who loves to garden and has a question, you can please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can tell them to call in with their gardening questions so I can help them too. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Latricia in Tallahassee. Good morning, Latricia. Did I say that correctly?
No, it's Letitia.
Letitia, there you go, hon. Thank you so much. What is, you say your hummingbirds are there?
The hummingbirds are back. I had talked to the lady at the bird feed yesterday, and I have a friend down in Wakulla that is on the Wakulla River, and she had pictures of them at her feeder, and I've seen a few of them myself. So the lady that called said that they were coming while they're here.
Excellent. That's wonderful news.
I love hummingbirds. I actually love them. So I put my feeder out there. Hope they'll start coming back. The other thing I wanted to ask about is orchids. I have an orchid that I've had for several years. I got it from Mother's Day from one of my children. And it was one of those that was in a air basket. I don't know how to explain it. You know, it didn't have really any food or any ground around it. So I wonder if I can put it in there. It sprouts out these long roots, and then they shrivel up. And now that they're pretty shriveled up, but they're starting to grow out again, can I put it in there so it's not blooming? It hadn't bloomed in years, although I have tried to fertilize it and keep it.
Okay, so it's in a wire basket right now, Letitia. And where has it been hanging?
Well, when it's cold, I hang it in the bathroom so it gets the steam.
Uh-huh.
And then when it's warm, I hang it outside where it gets sun, some breeze, and some moisture.
Okay. So, but you just hang it. Is it in the sun, or do you put it underneath a tree or in a tree? Or
it's underneath. Actually, it's on the edge of my carport.
Okay.
And it doesn't get full sun usually. I mean, it might get a little bit, but it doesn't, not all day.
Okay. Well, so it's important. I don't know what kind of orchid it is, but some orchids do not like sun at all. And there's some that can take a little bit of bright light, a little bit brighter underneath a canopy or a carport or a porch. And so you want to make sure that you're watering it and, you know, kind of drenching those roots on a daily basis. Okay, so it sounds like they're not getting enough water. But then when you water them, if you spray them with a spray bottle, you can use diluted fertilizer solution. And they will, and that'll fertilize it at the same time. So that's important. You want to fertilize it on a weekly basis, especially during the growing season, which is spring and summer. But then flowers, that'll help it bloom, give it the energy and the nutrition it needs to bloom. But orchids bloom when there's kind of like a 20-degree temperature change. So in the fall, when we go from 90 degrees to 70 degrees, that's going to set them off into blooming. Or when it's, you know, 70, 60, 70 degrees and it goes up to 90, that will also encourage them to bloom, set off blooms. So I would say you need to water them a little bit more frequently. Seeing the roots come out of the wire basket's not bad. The roots will hang down. Okay.
They do.
Yeah. And so, but if you take a picture of it and send it to me, I'll know a little bit more. Because some orchids need to have some bark and be in a type of medium where they can absorb the nutrients as the bark breaks down. So send me a picture of it if you could.
Okay, I've got one that's just like it. You know, years ago, you used to be able to buy, I think in the grocery stores, these little corsage.
Yes.
And they were a single orchid, and they had like a little water or a little vase underneath them.
Okay.
And that's what it's. I've got two of them, and one is doing well. It's in some bark and stuff, but this one is the one that's not because it's in the little wire basket.
Okay. So I would suggest that may be a Cattleya orchid, and it's going to need to have the bark too as well. So I would suggest you get a liner from the box stores and line it with, you know, that cocoa or the coconut fabric, the core. That you can buy, and line your basket with that and put in some bark and some perlite, and you just buy an orchid mix, a bag of orchid mix to put it in and replant it in that. And then you can that could still be in the wire basket that you hang, but it doesn't like full sun at all. So it doesn't like any sun. So it's going to be something that's going to be dependent on you for water. Okay. Cause it's not going to get the rainfall, like it would if it was in a tree.
Okay.
Okay? Do that and let us know how you do.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Letitia.
And I'll send you a picture.
Please do. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay, so we now have some text messages. So the peanuts, Lizzie.
Okay.
there's a place in Newberry that pulverizes them.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so I think that would work. You could put that in your vegetable garden. Again, your thought about attracting the squirrels is a little interesting. So see if you get critters in it. And so if it's pulverized, I think you can use it. Okay, but you might just want to mix it into the soil and not use it as a mulch. Okay, so that's kind of interesting. So let me know how you do with that. So in Polk County, the text message says it seemed poised to develop. All our huge pasture space in Bartow, full of cattle, has development signs posted on crossing a highway. The next 5 years will no doubt get uglier. There's a way to do it. And so, you know, I hate to see the pasture lands get developed because I love looking at cows and going around, but sometimes it's just not feasible. Sometimes the properties do have to get sold, and it's ultimately going to be sold for development. But these developers, the city and the counties require them to, you know, plant trees and plant areas. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. It can be done environmentally safe. She says, the next text message says, I see some ants on my marsh grapefruit buds. Okay to leave them alone? Yes, it is. It's okay to leave them alone. Ants don't really disturb the citrus trees. So we're in the final segment of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can call Lizzie with your gardening question. She'll put you right on the board and I will see it and I will smile. I would love to hear from you. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
At Rural King, nobody beats our prices on farm and home favorites, like Livingston Garden Seeds, 10 for 10 bucks, or 40-pound bags of fertilizer, only $11.99, or how about our own lawn and garden batteries for just $28.99 a pop, plus $100 off all Husqvarna riding mowers and zero turns. Stock up on these and all our unbeatable prices at RuralKing.com or your neighborhood Rural King. America's farm and home store.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and it's time to get your questions answered. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, and you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Keith in Ormond Beach. Good morning, Keith. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning, Teresa. I just moved to Ormond Beach, and I dug up the backyard. It's pretty much all sand, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions for maybe a grass seed or anything. The weeds are kind of taking over, but I was wondering if there's anything I could put down.
Right. So here's the issue with grass seed in Florida. The Bahia grass would be what I would suggest, but if you're already starting to get issues, you just have a sand backyard and you're getting issues with weeds, your best bet is going to be to sod it. Because Bahia seed, while it will sprout immediately, it's not the Bahia grass seed that's sprouting. It's the temporary warm season grasses that will come up and that will die. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks for Bahia grass to sprout and become a lawn. So, you know, the weeds are an issue. I don't want you to get, you know, stuck in the weeds with having a new lawn and having a lot of weeds in it. So possible, you know, the Bahia grass is good for backyard lawns, or you can do any lawn, St. Augustine or anything like that, for sod. But if you want to seed it, you're going to need to use centipede or Bahia grass.
Okay. And also, you had a guest on, I think, a couple of weeks ago about fertilizing citrus trees or mulching. I caught the tail end of it. I was wondering if you could give me a brief synopsis of what he said about that.
Okay, I can, but you can always hear past shows on Better Lawns and Gardens, and then also on audioboom.com. You can go and listen to past shows, and then I'll tell you the topics on that. So audioboom.com if you want to hear past shows and hear the topics. But briefly, it's go ahead and fertilize your lawn right now. You can do that. And just about taking care of it, you just want to make sure that you're watering it correctly. What else would you like to know about it?
No, I heard a guest on your a couple of weeks ago talking about fertilizing citrus trees.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking about citrus. I'm sorry. My mind went blank. There's citrus trees. Okay. So you can fertilize citrus now. Okay. You want to use a balanced fertilizer, a 666, an 888, a 10-10-10. It's just fine. You want to follow the label instructions for how much you want to use. Okay. And you want to fertilize on a regular basis 3 to 4 times a year. Okay, so you want to make sure that you're putting down the correct amount. So fertilizing your citrus trees now is important.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Keith. I certainly appreciate it. Let's go to Gene and Stewart. Good morning, Gene. How can I help you?
Good morning. I have two orchid questions. One, my Catalina, I think is the correct word. Sometimes the top of the leaf gets brown.
Okay.
And just the rest of the plant or the other leaves, no problem. But just the top half of one of the leaves gets brown and just sort of stays brown.
Okay. So when it stays brown, is it kind of indented? Does it make a kind of like a shape in the leaf?
No, I think the leaf just
turns brown.
same shape.
Okay. Is it in full sun?
No, it's in filtered sun.
Filtered sun. What do you mean by filtered sun? Is it underneath a tree or is it on a patio that gets has a screen over it?
It's in the screen porch and half shade afternoon, mornings, depending where the sun is.
Uh-huh.
Sun's in the south, it gets shade all day.
Okay, so that's usually in the winter time. So what I'm going to suggest is that it's probably getting too much light. If it's not an indentation, it's not a fungal issue. How do you water it?
With a hose.
With a hose, okay. So if you will not necessarily water the leaves so that it doesn't get fungal issues, and just water the roots and the medium that it's planted in. Okay, so if you take it down from wherever it's hanging or where it's placed, don't get the leaves wet. Okay, the leaves do not need to be wet. But it also could be an indication that it's getting too much sun because the top leaf is getting brown and the other leaves are not.
Correct.
Okay, so I would check out those two reasons, and you might want to move it a little bit further in so it doesn't get any sunlight overhead at all. Your screen patio may be allowing too much light to get in. Catalea's like it to be a little bit very shaded.
Okay.
Okay. And then water it with just the root system and the potting medium.
That's going to be interesting. Okay.
Okay. You got a challenge.
My next one is, I think it's what I have is one of the Catalinas.
Uh-huh.
It's got a sort of a flat, wide base, I guess I'd call her, a trunk,
okay,
if you will. Then the leaves come out of that. Anyway, I have this thing puts out a spike, or maybe called a branch, and right now I have one that's 7 feet long, and I think it's going to blossom. As far as I know, this plant has only blossomed once, and apparently I broke it up because now I got 5-6 potted plants, 5 of them putting out spikes at the same time.
They are all going to bloom. Congratulations.
Well, how long does it take them to bloom?
Sometimes it can take them up to a month to 2 months to bloom. So you're going to have to be real patient. But when they do, it's going to be a spectacular sight. So you need to send me pictures.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Gene. Appreciate it. Let's go to our text messages. I have a lot. Let me go back on the ants on the marsh grapefruit. Ants are always a symptom of a problem. And it could be that they're there naturally, but sometimes it's a symptom because they're trying to get to the sooty mold on the tree. And the sooty mold is caused by white flies or aphids. So if you see ants, the ants are not the problem. You don't have to do anything with them necessarily, but you want to check to see if you have other insect issues. And you may, and you want to use an insecticidal soap or oil for that issue. So look for another problem, okay? So when you go to the plant, just kind of wave your hand across the leaves, and if you see little white flies coming up, then that's your issue. It's not the ants, okay? So I hope that explains a little bit more. From Melbourne, can you propagate oleander from a cutting? My neighbor gave me some cuttings with blooms, but I'm not sure. I want to really stress here that you really shouldn't be handling cuttings of oleander. Oleander
really,
is...
why?
It's a toxic, it's poisonous.
Oh.
It's very toxic, and the sap from it is toxic, and cutting it, the smell can actually really harm you too as well. So do not, I just kind of want you just to buy a fresh oleander and plant it in the ground and not cut clippings off unless you're wearing gloves, okay? It's a really serious plant. That is very toxic.
That is crazy.
You want to wash your hands very well after touching it if you're not wearing gloves. So don't smoke when you're cutting with it or anything. You know how people smoke with and they're touching the cigarette and stuff like that. Okay. Then I have another question here. Should I snip the dead top off of young papaya that had frost damage? leaves sprouting on the side, but the top is dead. Cut the top off. You can do that right now. I want to thank Charlotte Ecker Wiggins for providing a much-needed niche in protecting bees across the country. Start your own beekeeping club, okay? Learn about bees and start your own hives. I think that's a great way to help protect the environment and help protect bees. Thank you also to Valerie Anderson. I admire her dedication and her energy in protecting Florida's conservation areas. She is right on top of it. If you're interested in helping Valerie, please contact your local chapter of Florida Native Plant Society. Special thank you also to our sponsors, Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. I'm going to see them next week when Tom and I are going to be out there speaking at the Florida Wildflower Festival next Saturday. Please let them know you appreciate them supporting Better Lawns and Gardens when you see them next week in DeLand. Thank you also to Summit Responsible Solutions, maker of mosquito bits and other environmentally responsible pest controls. It's always my recommendation to anyone who asks about what to do with mosquitoes in their landscape, get mosquito bits or mosquito dunks. Check out summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Lizzie, thank you for all your help today. I had a lot of fun.
Me too, but we're going to have to circle back around one day about not smoking around the oleanders, okay? I'm sorry, we have to.
Okay, we had lots of fun, so a big thank you to everyone who listens to Better Lawns and Gardens. You make it a wonderful show, and we so enjoy being here for you. We couldn't do it without you. Join Lizzie and I. Lizzie, do I have enough time?
You have about 30 seconds.
I do. Okay. Check out us on Facebook and also check out betterlawns.com. You can read all of my articles and what to do in your landscape each month. If we missed your question, please write us on the website, betterlawns.com, and you can send it in and I will get back to you, I promise, as soon as possible. Join Lizzie and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. See you next week.
Drugs and alcohol have real effects on your ability to drive. In fact, last year, more than 800 people died in impaired driving crashes in Florida. DUIs are costly and you will lose your license. You may even face jail time. DUIs will stay on your record for 75 years. Driving while impaired has real consequences. Impairment is no illusion. Never drive impaired. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.